Well, folks, we've just pulled into Belletto Winery and Vineyards here, and Anthony Bettman has met us here at the door, and he has a couple of bottles in his hand here, and it's time to taste some Pinot Noirs. Anthony, it's great to be with you. I haven't seen you in a while, and we have some Pinot Noirs, and we've talked about some other wines here. This is a very exciting time for Belletto, and I'm very excited to be sitting down with some food and some great Pinot Noirs in front of us.
The Winery Block Pinot Noir, which we're going to do first, is one of my favorite Pinot Noirs. When I came to work for John Belletto in January of 2007, so I'm going on my ninth harvest here, we harvested in 2007 a little block of Pinot Noir that's just west of the winery, about a couple hundred yards west of the winery, in the vines that surround the winery location on Occidental Road. As I was walking these vines for my very first season, at one point the Pinot was very good, and about 20 rows west of that, the Pinot just as grapes was just fantastic. For whatever reason, and I later learned the reason is that there's a soil break right there where the soil switches to a more sandy style of soil, the quality of the grapes just is tremendous. We harvested these grapes in 2007, fermented the grapes, put them into barrel, and when we went to make the Russian River blend in the winter of 2008 with the vintage from 2007, gets a little confusing, I was tasting these 2007 Winery Block barrels and they were outstanding. And I went upstairs to John and Terry, and I go, look, I would really like to put these as their own single vineyard. This is a wine that, to me, should not be blended into the Russian River blend. It's pretty. It's distinct. It's really making a statement about a place.
Another signature wine for you.
It was the first signature wine. So this was the very first, in 2007, was the very first time that we ventured into doing a single vineyard wine. And it was this theory of just tasting it from the barrel and knowing that, okay, this is a special spot. You know, it's surrounded by a pretty sizable vineyard, but I'm really only taking about 4 acres of this vineyard and making it into the winery block. And that's just based on this soil break that goes right through there, and the quality of the grapes increases because of it. The winery block is always our most delicate wine. The acidity is high. It's got tannins on the back end. It's really pretty. It's a wine that ages incredibly well. I have some diehard wine club members came up to me the other day and they go, oh, we're finally opening our 08s. And I'm, oh my God, I would love to drink the 08 winery block. You know, I have like 2 bottles left, and they were fortunate enough or smart enough to purchase a whole case. They say it's drinking well, but they want to give it 3 more years before they really get into the case. And so when I hear that, that's really inspiring for me, you know, to know that we're making these wines that can withstand and improve with time in the bottle.
As we move on to the Russian River, that's really a signature wine for you too, because you're getting together all these different vineyards and you're taking it and putting it into another magical wine here, and this really is a magical wine.
It really is, and this is our flagship wine, no doubt about it. The other wines really are in the tasting room. They go to wine club. The production is pretty small. This
gets you a new audience each year.
It does, and this is a wine that gets distributed outside of our neighborhood. For us, we're still selling about 80% of our wines are sold in Sonoma County, San Francisco, Marin, and Napa. We're really a centralized family winery. This is the one wine that's sort of pushing that barrier. We're producing enough of it that it's beginning in the last 12 months to be distributed nationally. It's starting to be picked up in restaurants sort of coast to coast, which for me is fun. I have some friends on the East Coast, and I'll get a text every now and again with a picture of the wine menu or a picture of a bottle of Belletto. And they're in New York, you know, and they're like, hey, I'm drinking your wine. And you get this nice text, and it's really an important wine, and it's really a delicious wine. I don't think there are any wines, or very few wines made at this price point, it's $28 or $29, that can match this. It's distinctly made. It's made with the same vision that we're making the single vineyard Pinot Noirs with, and here we can do it because John Belletto owns this land and has owned it since he was 17. We're able to make a wine that's distinct, well-made, pretty, incredibly drinkable, and it's under $30. And I just don't think there's many estate-grown, estate-bottled Pinot Noirs in our neighborhood that can sit on level at $30 a bottle.
We're going to enjoy some great food with these wines, and again, we're going to compare and contrast with these two. It's a lot of fun to enjoy Pinot Noir in all its different shades and all the beautiful nuances coming out of these. If you're not hungry when you first open these bottles, you will be after about halfway through the first glass.
Well, I'm hungry and thirsty. I mean, I think it's time to get going. Here.
I will take his cue, and the chef has 2 dishes for us. You start on that one, and I'll start on this one.
Perfect. Thank you, Doc.